This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life activists are getting ready to step off in Washington for the 2019 March for Life. With more, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
After a series of speeches and music at the National Mall in Washington, the pro-life advocates will march to the Supreme Court, where Roe v. Wade was passed back in 1973 that legalized abortion. Carol Tobias of National Right to Life is thankful for the ongoing support from the Trump administration.
This administration has been wonderful. They've been solid. There is nothing I can think of that they have in any way backed off their commitment to protect unborn children.
The LA Unified School District continuing negotiations today on day five of a teacher's strike. The teacher's union president says they'll likely talk all weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
One of two skiers critically injured yesterday when they were buried by an avalanche near Taos, New Mexico, has died. The second skier remains in critical condition. Former Governor Gary Johnson was among those who desperately looked for the two men after they became buried by the snow.
People were crying up there, and I'm one of those. There were 200 people up there with probe poles, so it was everybody's best friend that they were searching for.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Speaking of snow, northern New England could get over 3 feet of it this weekend. A powerful storm moving from the Midwest to the East Coast. Parts of Pennsylvania and New York could also get about 30 inches. Netflix is reporting a huge leap in subscribers. The streaming giant says it added nearly 9 million new ones in the last 3 months of 2018. Netflix now has nearly 140 million subscribers around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Especially since a deadly attack in Syria on Wednesday, which left 4 Americans dead, President Trump is getting renewed backlash for his decision to withdraw troops from Syria. But supporting his decision is Republican Senator Rand Paul.
If you always take care of people, they'll never take care of themselves. The Syrians need to step up. The Turks, everybody else, they live there. Can they not handle 1% of ISIS and finish off the job if it needs to be done?
He spoke on Your World with Neil Cavuto on Fox. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's been a critic of the president's decision to pull troops from Syria, says he's convinced that the president's statements about withdrawing troops may have emboldened the enemy, as in ISIS. Two skiers are in critical condition after an avalanche buried them near Taos, Mexico. The two men were found unresponsive and not breathing at a resort there, but first responders were able to revive them. They're both hospitalized now, though one is in critical condition. And Monopoly is being turned into a movie starring comedian Kevin Hart. He's reportedly signed on to star in a live-action Monopoly movie from Lionsgate and Hasbro. The plot of the movie's not been revealed, but a previous version of the project indicated it would follow a young man from Baltic Avenue on his quest to make a fortune. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I've been looking forward to our next guest. We've had several conversations over, the last couple of years, and I just appreciate and respect his wisdom and his insight. He's a journalist and an author. He is CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine. His latest book, titled Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America, is being received, you know, with all kinds of plaudits here, Stephen. Congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be on with you again.
Your book, Trump Aftershock, I mean, it almost seems like an understatement. We knew it in 2016, but as a result of the midterm elections, it seems that the aftershock is becoming more and more pronounced, and now we're getting, in response to the aftershock, all kinds of resistance and just incredulity for people who say that they're interested in a republic, this great American experiment that we have, and are doing everything they can to undermine the legitimacy of this president and the republic.
Well, you're absolutely right. But, you know, it started the day after he was elected. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, the day after he was elected. And I document this in Trump Aftershock about how the left just went crazy. In fact, so crazy that people have come up with this term, Trump derangement syndrome.
Exactly.
And they've thrown something at him every single day. I think it would be easy to go back and see what they've thrown at him. And, you know, your listeners would be aware of some of it, but after a while it just becomes like so much noise. But, you know, the interesting thing is that he survived all of it. They'll say, well, this last thing didn't take him down, but boy, he's gone too far now.
Yeah, that's right.
They do it again and again. You just wonder how long they can keep this level of animosity on. As you know, I'm a Christian, and I believe that there's a spiritual aspect to this.
Without a doubt.
It's not just politics. It's not just Republican and Democrat. You know, my Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This isn't about people. It's about spiritual forces. And my book is a lot about politics, but I tried to frame it in a way that, you know, how does this fit into the bigger picture? And also I posed the question, what does God have to say about any of this?
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you mentioned Democrats. Sadly, what was exposed in the election of Donald Trump was that there were people on both sides. If there was bipartisanship in D.C., it was definitely this aftershock response of Donald Trump coming out of nowhere, not coming out of the beltway. He didn't go through the fraternal order of things that you're supposed to go through in the body politic, and he rose to the top, much to their shock. And you had people within the deep state that we're realizing because of Donald Trump, who's pulled back the shroud on them, and we see this shadow government, this unelected shadow government that's been pulling strings, you know, for decades and have gotten us into the mess that we're in, and you bring Donald Trump, who is a true chief executive officer, Stephen, which many of us, and you and I had this conversation, I think, a couple of years ago, that the country really demanded a true chief executive officer, you know, to come into the Oval Office to take a look at the incompetency of our government. I mean, all the waste that has been taking place, things that would not be tolerated in corporate America are routinely accepted in the bureaucracy, and Main Street America is scratching their head and they don't know what to do. I just would rather have nothing to do with it. But for them to check out, it's been very costly, because at the very foundation of our government, it demands that we, the people, stay engaged. If we disengage, then you have the America that we're dealing with today, where you have the ruling elites trying to do everything they can to control every movement of the body politic and devalue, if not totally eradicate, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution.
Boy, you've covered a lot, and I cover most of that in my book,
yes.
Trump Aftershock. I think the single easiest way to say it is that Donald Trump is a disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
He's disrupted the left, which has basically been getting its way ever since, really, the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten court rulings, the bureaucracy and the government gets bigger and bigger and more restrictive. They've been getting their way. Well, he has shaken that up, but he's also shaken up the conservative movement, the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party is not perfect in any way, but in our two-party system, often it was the lesser of two evils. But, you know, the Republican Party, you touched on this, they had this way of picking people. You know, it was Bob Dole's turn mm-hmm. to get the nomination. It
right.
was John McCain's turn. It was Mitt Romney's turn. And, you know, nobody said that it was Donald Trump's turn. Now, all the ones that I mentioned lost, sadly,
mm-hmm.
but Donald Trump is shaking up things, and sometimes people accuse him of having no character because some of the things he did in his past. Now, I personally believe that he's changed in the last 15 years, and the mm-hmm. things that they accused him of years ago, they are not accusing of him now, but he does have one character trait that very few politicians, Republican or Democrat, have. And that is that he keeps his word. He keeps his promises. Amen. When he says he's going to put conservative jurists on the court, he does. When he says he's going to cut regulations, he does. When he says he's going to cut taxes, he does. When he says he's going to get rid of some of this environmental nonsense, you know, where there's all these restrictions on us and almost none on China. And then at the end of the day, you know, they say it would improve the environment, almost not at all. You know, he gets us out of the Paris climate accord,
mm-hmm.
as he should have. Now,
right.
you know, he also wants, as you and I want, a good environment, clean water, clean air, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, some of this stuff is just absolutely ludicrous that the left is peddling as part of it, of what I believe is an agenda. And I document this in Trump Aftershock. There are the aftershocks after the earthquake that nobody expected coming, and the aftershocks are the disruption that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, the booming economy, that's an aftershock. The
right.
muscular diplomacy, where you got people like Kim Jong-un to the negotiating table. And I document these in an objective way. You don't mm-hmm. get objectivity in the mainstream
press. Media.
I mean,
yeah,
even
exactly.
Fox News isn't really objective in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right, Stephen. And the thing that people need to wake up and realize, I mean, the aftershock goes beyond just the partisanship, but there's aftershock on the side, as we say, of conservatives and even Christians to realize that, look at, you know, this is not a surprise. God said this was going to happen. You know, that there would be that day, you know, God said, woe on that day when evil is called good and good is called evil, sweet, sour, and sour, sweet. I mean, here we are. We're starting to live this out and see it every day in our lives, but we've got to hold on to those things that are right and good and noble, the things that God told us that we should hold to. I mean, this is a test, is it not?
Yes, it is. And as I said in my first book, God and Donald Trump, it was like millions of people were praying that God would do something. It's like one Christian leader told me, we were praying that God would raise somebody up. We didn't have anybody in mind, and he raised up Donald Trump. I mean, who would have expected that Donald Trump, the secular playboy, businessman who made a lot of his money in gambling and has been married three times, that he would become the champion of religious rights as he has, that he would bond with the evangelical community. I mean, he's got a faith advisory board, and almost all the people are strong evangelical Christians, most of whom have a fairly high profile in this country. And he meets with them. He appreciates them praying with them. He listens to their counsel. He understood that improving relationships with Israel was very, very important.
Exactly.
Moving the embassy was
Stephen,
very, very important.
I got to pause you real briefly here because we got to go to break. We've got more from Stephen Strang after this.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you. America's Promise, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Stephen Strang is with us, journalist and author of the book, Trump After Shock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. Stephen, before the break, you were starting to talk about this president who was judged by the secular media for, you know, his failings. And look, we're all human beings. We've all had failings. But that's why we need Jesus. And Donald Trump, no doubt, has come a long way. And when he was on his campaign, the thing that helped to convince me that this was legit was when I saw President Trump surrounded by men and women with their arms outstretched, their hands on his back and on his person, praying for godly wisdom. I got to tell you, that was a huge impact on my psyche and my appreciation to feel like, well, I think God is answering our prayers.
Well, we're alike, because that affected me too. I was originally a Ted Cruz guy. In fact, mm-hmm. I openly endorsed Ted Cruz and supported him until he dropped out. Uh-huh. But I saw these people, Kenneth Copeland, Paula White Kane, people like that, praying for him. I'd never even seen or heard of a politician like that, a high politician, having people lay hands on them. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't even touch an important person like that. But he seemed to like it. He had it not once, but many times, sometimes at churches. Mm-hmm. At one black church in Detroit, they even put a prayer shawl on him and sort of anointed him king. It wasn't exactly
yeah,
that.
Right.
But I mean, you know, they went through this little ritual, and he seemed to enjoy it enough that when I saw that, I thought, this is too weird. You know, I can't believe I'm seeing this. But he even invited Bishop Jackson to pray at the inauguration, so it obviously meant something to him about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that he's tender in his heart. He really is. Behind that bold, kind of brusque exterior, in which he doesn't, in a lot of ways, seem to care what the opposition says. In fact, in some ways, he seems to thrive on it. He's really very tender, and people who meet him, I met him and interviewed him during the campaign. I was amazed at how respectful he was, even a little bit quiet. I absolutely had his attention while I asked him the questions. And just a couple of months ago, he actually called me on my cell phone when he heard about the book. It was right before the book came out, and he had heard about it, and he was all upset about Woodward's book. And instead of assigning somebody on a staff to call me and ask me about it, he called me himself. I was absolutely shocked. Mm-hmm. But I told him, I said, Mr. President, there's been no book that documents your accomplishments better. Mm-hmm. I said, it's very objective. And you know, I kind of went down the line, told him how many footnotes it had, over 500 footnotes. It's very, very well documented. And I think it'll help your listeners, anyone who reads Trump Aftershock, it'll help connect a lot of the dots and put a lot of this into perspective and fill in some of the back information on stories we've seen in the media, but you know, they're not fully reported. So that's why I wrote the book. That's why I hope people will read it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just interested in writing a book and making money off of it, like motivates a lot of authors. Right. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but I had a purpose. I had a message that I felt needed to get out. And I think the truth needs to get out about mm-hmm. this president. And those of us who are conservative, especially those of us who believe to pray, we need to pray for this president. We need to stand with him. We need to speak up, because there is such a din of noise and animosity
exactly.
against this president. Mm-hmm. They're hoping to just run him out of office. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do it. I expect him to get reelected.
But meanwhile,
he's going to happen next.
But meanwhile, Stephen, he's got a country to run here. Could you imagine if we were focused together, you know, like Donald Trump, who, you know, I see his face is fixed like a flint. I mean, he's on a mission. And though you say, I mean, he listens because he's the CEO. He understands he's got to get information, and he listens to people. And I see him listening in a respectful manner. But he also understands if somebody's blowing air and there's not substantiation on it, he's not going to waste a lot of time. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, this is what makes him so successful. The other thing I want to go back to is what you mentioned a moment ago, and that is that you wanted to take a look at the Trump administration, its first 500 days, and document, you researched, you did things that a true journalist does. And this is what you're doing. And sadly, the mainstream media, with all their resources, is doing a rather poor job at it when 90-95% of what they report right off the cuff is negative about this president.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I am a journalist. I got my degree in journalism at the University of Florida. I've worked most of my career in what we would call Christian journalism, which is entirely valid, but it's certainly not a part of the mainstream media. But I felt like I was writing history. I really did. Of course, I was writing about current events, but, you know, future generations, I hope, will look at books like mine and get a perspective on this very unusual president. I personally believe that he is one of the greatest presidents that we've had. Certainly no president has been hated more than him, other than Abraham Lincoln, where the hatred was so bad that 13 states seceded from the Union and 600,000 Americans lost their lives because of their hatred at Abraham Lincoln. Now, the hatred was really over slavery and the fact that Abraham Lincoln wanted to end slavery. But, you know, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, you know, named presidents that were not particularly popular, especially with the left, they didn't even come close. Governor Mike Huckabee, who I have interviewed several times and consider a friend, he said any other president who got attacked like Donald Trump would be curled up in the fetal position underneath the desk in the Oval Office just with the constant barrage. Donald Trump seems to thrive on it. Of course, the media always says, well, there's chaos in the White House and there's all this stuff going on. Listen, I've had people who can walk in the Oval Office in the president's presence and say he's as cool as a cucumber, everything's quiet, everything's organized. Now, I haven't had the privilege yet of being in that setting, even though I did meet him, and I look forward to interviewing him hopefully for the next book.
Right.
But Trump Aftershock, I think, was, you know, the right book at the right time. It's available everywhere. I hope that our conversation today will cause people to want to read it and talk about it. And I even think, well, actually, I have some anecdotal evidence of people who have shared the book with someone who had a whole lot of question marks about Trump. And it answered a lot of their questions, and they actually became Trump supporters. Now, I didn't really write it for that reason, but I was glad to hear it.
Well, and that's rewarding, because what it is, look, you and I are committed to the truth, Stephen. You know, we're going to call it what it is, and because our faith commands us to, our God commands us to be followers of the truth and pursuers of the truth. And what you have done for the body politic is awesome, because we're not getting this kind of reporting. We're not getting this kind of understanding. It's what Zig Ziglar would call, in the absence of this, there's a lot of stinking thinking going around in our country right now. And when we could all be unified, even currently right now in the middle of a government shutdown, we have the option. We can shut down the government and be regressive and negative, or we could be positive and move things forward in a true progressive manner that blesses everybody. That's the choice that lies behind us, you know, in front of us today. And the Bible tells us, hey, look, you're at the crossroads of life and death. But let me tell you, and I love that the Bible gives us an answer, you know, so lest there be doubts. You want to choose life, right?
That's right. And I believe that Donald Trump is the person we need at this point in history. Can you imagine what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had gotten in, who she would have appointed to the Supreme Court? You know, I believe there would have been active persecution of Christians, where they would have just come against Christians. And Donald Trump has changed a lot of that. He stood with, you know, the baker that they were trying to run out of business, you know, over the fact he wouldn't make wedding cakes for gay marriages.
Right.
He's made it okay to say Merry Christmas again. You know, he's given those of us who are conservative, Christian or not, the backbone that we're not horrible, horrible people because we don't go along with the liberal leftist agenda where kind of anything goes. Much of it is absolutely against what we believe the Word of God teaches, traditional values, you know, things that have made this country great. And there are people that want to change America fundamentally.
Exactly.
And we were kind of a tipping point. And I believe that Donald Trump has pulled us back from the edge.
Well, we got to leave it there. And until we talk again, Stephen, and the conversation will continue, no doubt. Stephen Strang, journalist, author of the new book, Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. You'll see it featured at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Ask yourself, where do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life activists are getting ready to step off in Washington for the 2019 March for Life. With more, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
After a series of speeches and music at the National Mall in Washington, the pro-life advocates will march to the Supreme Court, where Roe v. Wade was passed back in 1973 that legalized abortion. Carol Tobias of National Right to Life is thankful for the ongoing support from the Trump administration.
This administration has been wonderful. They've been solid. There is nothing I can think of that they have in any way backed off their commitment to protect unborn children.
The LA Unified School District continuing negotiations today on day five of a teacher's strike. The teacher's union president says they'll likely talk all weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way.
There's just no other way, is there? When you really think about it, and you know, we got to continue to fight the good fight. It's not just about us and our families; it's our neighbors. The cities we live in. Like the Bible talks about: Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. That is our call, to take the gospel message and the truth, the life, out to others. So it will go well with them, as the Bible would say. Hey, how you doing? Good to have you with us. Jen Gotson Chandler joins us now. She is back. Jen, boy, I'll tell you, you've been staying rather busy here, huh?
Oh, it's always so much fun to be busy and then to come and share with you all the wonderful blessings that God is doing.
Amen. Well, a new movie out today, and they're hearing about it right now, Unbridled, which is really cool. I had a chance to see it last night, and thank you so much for that, because it reminds me, first of all, you don't know this about me yet, but I love horses, and it has always been my dream to be able just to go out and ride a horse and do that. But I got to tell you, the three times I've been on a horse, and that's not counting the time that I put a quarter in the machine, they know when I'm on them that I'm some kind of knucklehead. I really need some therapy myself with them, because they have fun with me. I get on their backs and they just do all kinds of things just to have fun with me. I mean, one time in Hawaii, we're like the man from Snowy River, you know, remember that movie where they're going down the embankment or down the hill? That's me in Hawaii. And I had a broken finger and I'm hanging on for dear life. And I thought for sure I'm going to end up, you know, harpooned in a bunch of rocks and that sort of thing. And I think the horse was laughing. I really do.
Bill, the horse might have been. You turn around and it's like, me!
I know, really. It's just like going, just really having fun with me. And then I think after it was all said and done, kind of respected me a little bit because after what he put me through, I was still able to hold on. You know, when I asked the guide, I said, what is the name of the horse? And he goes, well, his name is Makani, which means the wind, and found out this was a polo horse on the weekends. And that's what made him, he had this competitive spirit. And here I am, you know, on the top of this incredible animal, and so I gave him some joy and some fun.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
When
I was first training on how to ride on horses, I get on one and he sits down. He sits in the reverse and
he sits
and
down.
The trainer goes, "That's not supposed to happen." And they pop me off. They get the horse back up, make sure everything is set and ready, and then that lesson began. But man, that was a good decade ago.
Right.
And then when we got on the movie for Unbridled, mm-hmm. Lindsay Partridge, this extraordinary equine, she does horse therapy, harmony horsemanship, is I think what she calls, where she mm-hmm. allows you to connect to the love and the warmth and the energy of the horse.
Yes.
And as a Christian, I imagine as if you're praying and connecting into the horse, and it allows you to be able to walk and move the horse on intention. And that's how abused girls, like in the movie Unbridled, mm-hmm. are able to find healing and hope.
Right.
And that's what the movie was inspired by, was a woman by the name of Joy and her equine academy called Corral.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Well, I need to go there. I mean, but the story itself is just so awesome. I mean, you know, we talk often, sadly, and, you know, regrettably about the stories that are out there and how these young girls are abused. And this is just one of many solutions. But what a special way for these young girls to get healed and to appreciate the process, and you know what Lindsay and what others have done. So I need to get a hold of her. Maybe she can get me, because maybe when I'm in my 80s, maybe I'll end up on a farm and I can just go ride a horse and be like Ronald Reagan or something. I don't know. Maybe stay on at this time.
You can do it sooner than you're 80. You can do it now. It was so neat. Our producer, who also helped write the script, Christy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Christy McLaughlin.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Christy and her husband really well. And in fact,
Gary and Christy, they're amazing.
Yeah, when I got the you know, the write up from you, and I saw their name, I called Jerry right away. I said, Jerry, congratulations. I said, and of all people, I mean, you got Jen Gosson Chandler with you, and of course you were the Great Lakes Christian Film Festival ate you up. I mean, they awarded you and everything, acknowledged you know, your gift, and it was just so awesome. So we had a good visit, so it was good to talk to them. So yes,
that's awesome. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
One special story of one of many, Christy and her daughter Lindsay, they went over to Corral, which is where the story got inspired by, and she would sit there with notebooks and watching how Joy would work with these teens. And these teens, they struggled with security. They were insecure. They were abused, mentally abused, physically abused, sexually abused. And they come to Corral, and they then get paired with a horse that has a similar emotional behaviorism. And then together, the horse and the teen learn how to build hope, healing, and confidence through mm-hmm. these series of exercises that they do.
Wow.
And I was so impressed with how Christy worked with the writer Bonet to be able to write this into an impeccable story that John David Ware directed. And
yes.
This movie has won so many awards. It's like a festival darling.
Right,
and
exactly.
And now it releases tonight in theaters. And we're just...
Isn't that cool?
Besides herself, excited.
Yeah, and you got our good friend T.C. Stallings. He's He co-stars in the movie, as well as Oscar-nominated Eric Roberts, who plays the bad guy. There has to be a bad guy, and he did a good job in that.
Boy, yeah. Eric does an amazing job playing a bad guy in Unbridled, and TC is brilliant. If you've seen him in Courageous or War Room, you're going to love him in Unbridled.
Exactly.
And then we have Dae Young from Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
She does just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant work playing this abused alcoholic wife who's just tormented by this addiction, trying to find her way out. And her daughter, played by Tia McKay, a newcomer.
Oh, she's terrific. She did a great job, huh?
Absolutely. She could not have been, there could not have been a better actress to be able to play this story. And it is just beautiful what Taya brought to this role. And paired with Dreamer, one of the stars of the movie, which is a horse. Oh, my goodness. It's breathtaking.
Right. Well, you get a chance to enjoy it. It is. It opens today. You can go to the website. Tell them where to go, Jen, so they know they can see where and what theater near them it's showing and how they can get tickets.
Absolutely. UnbridledTickets.com. Unbridled with a D. tickets.com, and we are opening in 20 cities today. So if you are near one of these cities, we really would love for you to go to that theater and enjoy that show, because it helps us with securing more theaters and touching more people and helping more people understand this redemptive message. But we're going to be in Arizona, California, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, and then we have one theater in Texas.
Wow.
So it is going to be a great run helping girls and also spread the awareness about human trafficking and what happens in this world and how we can start to make a difference in those around us, their lives.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jen Gotsen-Chandler, it's always a joy to have time to talk with you. I'm glad that you and the husband unit are enjoying the T-shirts. I mean, the last time we talked, you inspired an official Bill Martinez, God's Got This T-shirt, you know. So wear it proudly and enjoy it.
We love our T-shirts. God's Got This. We wore them on day one of 2019.
I know. It was so cool. And you actually sent me a picture of you two, which was terrific. And thank you for doing that. You made my day. And every time I see it, I have to chuckle. Because you guys look like you're having such a great time. Because that T-shirt is so doggone comfortable, isn't it?
It is. Like, the fabric on it is amazing. If you everyone needs to get a God's Got This Silver Tina's T-shirt. It is
exactly. And it reminds you that you don't have to worry about anything. Because God's got this, right?
God has got this.
Amen.
This is a scripture verse that God put on my heart today. Is one who has unreliable friends can come through, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that's what we need to do with one another. We need to find those loved ones.
This message is brought to you by the nonprofit smartaboutmoney.org. One of the most popular New Year's resolutions people make is to get physically fit. But what about getting financially fit as well? The start of the new year is the perfect time to take stock of your finances, assess goals, and prepare for income shocks that can negatively affect your overall well-being. SmartAboutMoney.org's recent annual survey revealed that there is a nearly 70% probability that individuals and families will experience a financial setback this year, such as car repairs, housing maintenance, or an unexpected illness. Paul Golden, financial expert, has this to say.
80% of Americans will set a financial resolution for 2019, showing that many people are focused on improving their financial health just as much as their physical health. SmartAboutMoney.org has great information on budgeting, developing smart saving strategies, paying off debt, and other financial tips to help you succeed.
Learn more about how to achieve financial success at SmartAboutMoney.org.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
That's 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully know.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got a real special guest for you who's going to give it to you truthfully and honestly. Because this is the way she rolls these days, and she is such a blessing. And I'm talking about Sandy Patty, the most awarded female vocalist in contemporary Christian music history, inducted in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2004, named an Indiana Living Legend in 2007, has released more than 30 albums with more than 12 million albums sold. Sandy and her husband Don have been married for more than 20 years and are proud to have a blended family with 8 children and 3 grandchildren. I read that from the jacket of her book, her latest book, Sandy Patty, spelled the new way, because she has a new way. She has a new name and a new identity, which she will tell you about here. And she talks about it in The Voice, her new book, Listening for God's Voice and Finding Your Own. Sandy, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
I got to tell you, I feel like, you know, in reading your book, I was on hallowed ground in as much as, you know, one of my mentors had said to me a long time ago, Bill, you will never meet a mere mortal. When you consider that we are created in the image of God and what God has purposed for each one of his children, it is beyond magnificent. And you just feel like you're on hallowed ground when you are talking to someone, especially someone of faith that you have so much in common with.
That's a sweet comment. I love that. That's sweet.
Well, your book, you know, though you had written a bit about what you went through in your life in dealing with truth and being honest with your God, your church, your family, your fans, you know, I guess you felt like this is, you know, the coming out story for you, you know, in finding your voice. Tell our audience why The Voice had to come about.
You know, always been a bit ironic to me that, you know, it's my voice that I have used for my profession.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a kid, I was shy, and music really helped me put words to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this book, I'm talking more about that voice inside of us that sometimes has a hard time speaking up and speaking out. And so it just felt really important, I think, to, I look at my kids. I have five daughters. Mm-hmm. And I think if there's anything that I wanted to tell my girls, or my boys as well, but mm-hmm. if there's anything I wanted to just model for them, is step into the fullness of your story and be honest. God is in the midst of truth, even if that truth is about ourselves and hard to bear. God is in the midst of it. And so I share throughout the book that while I was a quiet child, my voice became silent because there was a woman in my life who felt that her pleasure was more important than my innocence.
Exactly.
And it just shaped the way I viewed the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a survivor of sexual abuse, you feel like for a while that it was your fault. And so that's what keeps you from speaking up. And then nobody's going to understand because nobody's ever gone through this before. And so you feel isolated and you feel alone. And as you begin to listen to other people's stories, you begin to say, I need to maybe share mine or mm-hmm. begin to work through my story. And I think the first thing that was such a relief to me, sadly, was that I was not alone.
Right.
And there are other people who understood, and that really began for me a journey of God taking the upside down view of my world and turning it right side.
I'll tell you, the devil is so powerful, Sandy, as you know, and as you've witnessed in your life. We all have witnessed the power of the devil to get us to buy into a lie, to misrepresent the image that God has given us, what, you know, he has implanted in our heart, and to knock us off track. And, you know, until you get to that crossroads of life where you're willing to deal in and apprehend the truth and see things according to God's eyes and how precious and wonderfully we're made, you know, we're like damaged souls just going out there and, you know, and probably wrongfully. I look back on my life as well and having those less than moments where you feel, oh, God, I did, you know, it was bad enough that I had my own damage, but I damaged other people.
Yeah, right. But all of that becomes just really important to attend to our own pain.
Yes.
And the hard thing is to go to other people and say, I have wronged you.
Mm-hmm.
My choices have hurt you, and I ask you for forgiveness.
So when you got to that crossroads where the truth was in front of you, and you had a choice to make which road you wanted to travel, though as you were dealing with this and dealing with, you know, subsequent sin in your life, you realized that, you know, you were still in pursuit of God. God was still in pursuit of you.
Mm-hmm.
And as if the Holy Spirit, like in Genesis, was hovering over the chaos to bring you back home.
Great picture you just painted, Bill. I love that, and I may use that because I
yes.
love that. And I think God never stops pursuing us. And I was just continually drawn to be in church, but I would sit on the back row, and you know, I'd come late and I'd leave early. But one Sunday morning, I just will never forget that the pastor kind of just looked around. He said, you know, he welcomes the visitors. And my first thought, because I grew up in the church, was
yes.
he's going to have the visitors stand. But he
yeah.
didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He just quietly said, maybe you're here today and you don't want to tell anyone your name. You just want to sit on the back row of the balcony and cry. And he had no idea that I was there.
Exactly.
And that's one of those moments that I know God was pursuing me and reminding me that he has not forgotten me. To come home and let's work through this together.
And at that moment, I mean, you're visiting, you're at a church, the pastor, don't you love senior pastors who are obedient to the Holy Spirit? Because you had
yes.
to know what he shared at that moment was revelation from the throne room of heaven to say, Sandy,
absolutely.
It's time to
yes.
come home, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And so here it is, and you decide, okay, I am going to live in truth. I'm going to find my voice. My voice has been thwarted. And yes, I know people hear and they say, oh, their voice, the singing voice. It's that inner voice. It's that voice
right.
that's connected to God that speaks truth and elevates,
yes.
right?
Absolutely. It's that voice that allows you to say something is wrong when it's wrong. I didn't even speak about my abuse until I was 35 because I believed the lie. And so when you start piling garbage on garbage, I remember starting Bible Study Fellowship, and I remember putting God's word into my heart week after week after week. And when you begin to put truth in your heart, the lies have to go somewhere else. So they begin to burp up or bubble up, and they begin to be in front of you instead of uncovered, because the truth exposes lies.
Exactly.
And you have to attend to it. And thankfully, I had a group of women that I'd met in Bible Study Fellowship who were willing to help me know what that next step was, as they were obedient to what the Lord was sharing in their life.
And it's so important to find women, you know, who can be in that inner circle that really are the manifestation of the Word of God that says that you would confess your sin one to another, that you would pray for one another, that you would be healed. Nowhere in there does it offer any suggestion of rumoring or telling stories outside of that group. You talk about a hollow and divine moment and space. It is there when you are with that group of people that are looking to elevate you, because, you know, today it's Sandy Patty, but tomorrow it's somebody else in the group that needs to be elevated, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have learned this. I've been now on both sides. I'm needing someone to walk with me and then walking with other people. And standing with someone, supporting them, walking with them does not mean you agree with all of the decisions that they've made.
Right.
And I think that is something the church is beginning to really understand. Instead of kicking the wounded people out, we're saying, come here, let us put our arms around you and give you a safe place so God can confront you.
Yeah, you're not disqualified. And that's the thing. You know, it's often been said that if Peter was in the church today, he'd still be on timeout. But God, the God and Lord of second chances, Sandy, says, look, at, I'm not done with you. You know, I'm in it for the long haul, and I will not forsake you or leave you, regardless of whatever shame that you are carrying with you. I love the story about your coach and how when you were carrying, you know, this sense of shame with you, and she takes you to the hardware store and has you grab a stone to drag around with you. And it's just like, I mean, it just says it so perfect that we drag, you know, we drag our sin with us and we drag our shame with us.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not God honoring, is it, after it's all said and done?
It is not. And, you know, the challenge when we tell our stories is to leave the sin at the cross, the sin and shame.
Yes.
But pick up the story if it can help someone else. But, you know, just like you mentioned, when we carry our shame, it starts affecting other relationships. Because it gets in the way.
You know, God bless you for your vulnerability and to go through this and to tell your story and even changing your name the way God had always wanted it to be, your real name,
yeah, yes,
right?
Yes,
so,
exactly. Bill, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you, and I just pray a blessing over you as you continue to minister to so many people that you have no idea how far and wide your love reaches them.
Sandy Patty, the voice, her brand.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
1-800-263-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease